As we get closer to the 2020 census, concerns are swirling about just how accurate this count will be. Governor Whitmer has created a complete count committee and appointed a Michigan statewide census director. Carrie Ebersol-Singh is that director. She's also the CEO of Persuasion Link, a Michigan-based public affairs strategy firm. Carrie, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having this important discussion today.
Carrie, what do you see as the biggest obstacles you're facing to get a complete count of Michigan's population in this 2020 census?
You know, we like to talk about the census outreach and building awareness around the three C's. One, we want to remind folks the census is convenient. There's less than 10 questions. It will only take a few minutes to fill out. It's confidential. Your information is 100% confidential. And lastly, that's very critical to our state. Our congressional representation is based on our census count, as well as critical funding for our community programs that range from Medicaid to Medicare to nutrition programs for children and seniors to highway planning. You know, there is some misinformation, and that's why I go back to the three C's. Mm-hmm. Folks may be concerned about their data. And really, there's no question asking for your Social Security or number or anything like that. It's just your name, address, race, ethnicity, whether you rent or own your home. It's those types of questions that are utilized for statistical analysis for investments in our communities and some of the various programs that I mentioned that are critical to our state.
Help us understand what happens if the census count is inaccurate, if people are missed. What does that mean to Michigan?
Well, that means approximately $3,000 per person that's at stake that helps come into our communities for these critical programs. And so that's about approximately $30 billion a year. Our population, according to our state demographer, is hovering just below 10 million. So we're hovering just below, you know, and hopefully by next year we'll be above 10 million. So that's at stake for us, $30 billion a year, and this is based on 10 years. The census only happens every 10 years, on top of congressional representation. Unfortunately, in the last census, we were the only state that lost population in 2010, and also with that, lost the congressional seat. So this is very much us against the world, if you will, or other states as it relates to obtaining some of these critical resources.
Can the state do enough to make up for what's happening at the federal level with lagging funding, hiring, and preparedness for the census?
I got to say, we are so lucky because we have an amazing complete count committee that has been appointed by the governor. And it's a bipartisan committee, includes nonprofits, neighborhood groups, cities, hospitals, universities. And again, this is a bipartisan effort. We are united here in Michigan. While some of these organizations may not agree on everything, they do agree on the importance of the census. So we want to stand together and say loud and clear, count me in for the 2020 census. And we look forward to partnering with all local communities around the state to make sure that they have the resources they need and the support they need to have every resident and individual fill out their census form in 2020.
So being mobilized on the state level, you're hoping will make up for perhaps things not being as well mobilized at the federal level.
Again, we're so lucky for the partnerships. The Michigan Nonprofit Association has been talking about the census for the last 2 years, and we have amazing local complete count committees that have been organizing around the state, and we are hoping that the state complete count committee helps bridge all these efforts so we are working efficiently alongside the U.S. Census Bureau.
The University of Michigan, just its Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy,
yes,
just was out with this survey. I know you know what I'm going to ask about this spring survey of the Michigan Public Policy Survey. Finding, as of this past spring, just 15% of local officials in Michigan across the state are very confident that the 2020 U.S. Census will produce an accurate head count. Only 5% are very confident in the pending statewide count. So what do you take from that?
I take from that that there is a challenge in front of us, and in our work, we are just ramping up and ensuring that we're raising awareness, and we want to motivate all residents and individuals to fill out these census forms. I think now on the onset of our awareness campaign, I'm not surprised by those numbers that the University of Michigan has studied and their research has revealed, but I feel confident in the planning and the financing. And this is the first time the state of Michigan has put resources behind the census count. And we want to thank, you know, Senator Stamos in particular for helping lead the way on that, as well as the governor, you know, fulfilling that appropriations bill. And I think that that's one of the many reasons why our effort is ramping up, and we'll be partnering with these communities and hopefully turning the tide on those numbers.
Carrie, some believe that the Trump administration's efforts to use the census to gather citizenship data will lead to fewer minorities and immigrants filling out the census, even though, as we should clearly note, that citizenship question is not going to be on the form. But do you think those concerns about minorities and immigrants filling out the census form, are those valid concerns?
I think those concerns are top of mind. You are correct, as you just reported, that that question is not on the census form. And again, why we want to organize our work around the three C's and remind folks that their information is confidential. It cannot be shared with anyone, including any other government agencies. Also that it's convenient, only takes a few minutes to fill out that census form. And then again, how critical it is to our communities and our state that we ensure that every individual in our state stands and is counted.
I know I was actually driving into work today, I was on I-94 and I noticed a big billboard assuring migrants that their data will be safe. So I take it this is there's going to be quite a public education, public information campaign.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We want to, again, ensure that people understand what the census is about, why it's important, and they have clarity as it relates to their data being confidential.
We should also just turn to the state of Alabama and its suit challenging who does and does not get counted by the census. Alabama argues the population count should not include unauthorized immigrants. And all of that is very important in figuring out how the federal government divides up congressional seats. So what would it mean for Michigan if federal courts ultimately side with Alabama and they cut unauthorized immigrants out of the apportionment count process?
Well, I would say that that would be unfortunate because I think the Constitution is fairly clear as it relates to everyone that is within our country, within our states, need to be counted. The first census was conducted in 1790. Thomas Jefferson oversaw that census. And again, this data is used for important statistical evaluation and for programs to help support resources in our communities. And, you know, so far as I've been working with the U.S. Census Bureau, you know, our directive has been pretty clear that anyone within the state that lives in Michigan a majority of the year should be counted in the Michigan 2020 census.
Carrie Ebersole-Singh, the Michigan statewide census director. I know we'll be talking as this effort proceeds and we get closer to census time. We want to thank you for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.